4KAE, doing a radio check, seeing if I can hit this repeater.
4AAE, this is KO4HK. You're full quieting into the repeater, sir.
Thank you.
4HK, clear, 73.
4ZLK.
How are you today?
Talking on a new little HT that we got for Harris. He's studying for his technician here. We gave it to him for a Christmas gift, so helping him program it, and we were listening. Heard you call in there, so I wanted to say hello.
I hope he gets his license soon, and you're full quieting into the repeater, which I'm assuming you already knew that from your location, but just to confirm.
Sitting in the living room on the couch, programming the radio. I guess you've noticed we're down to the KR4.
That call is what took me a minute to get back to him. I was running through it in my head trying to make sure I got it right. I think I heard you talking to him this morning.
KR4AAE, Alpha Alpha Echo, and I think this one was a little different.
AAE, I think that was his call. Go ahead, comment.
We did chat earlier. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo.
Nice to talk to you again. I didn't realize that was you. I missed one of the letters. I didn't hear the Alpha Alpha Echo, but good evening to you. Just demonstrating this little radio for my daughter's fiance. He's looking at getting his license too.
Wish him the best of luck in the endeavors. I'll let you two gentlemen get back to your conversation. KR4AAE, clear.
Hi, Steve. Have a good evening. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Good to hear you on the radio, and nice to talk to you. It's KO4HKX.
We're with you right now. We'll look at programming this radio a little more. Thanks for coming back. And you say hello to Miss Elise, and Happy New Year to you. N4ZLK.
Talk to you this evening, and Happy New Year to you and your family. And hopefully, I believe we said his name was Harrison, gets his tech here coming up, and we'll have one more KR out there.
His name is Harris. No son on the end, just Harris. Anyway, yep, we're gonna make the whole family ham operators here soon. Talk to you later, Patrick. And 4ZLK.
See you on.
It is in C9V, and Happy New Year to you, everybody in there, Shane, Harris, and you, Patrick. I didn't get a chance to tell you the other night.
Do that well. I hope you and Miss Wendy have a Happy New Year also.
And then Miss Elise, and hope you and yours have a great one. Prosperous New Year, by the way.
Roger that. I hope it is a prosperous New Year. I'm looking forward to it.
We are too. And we're just talking about can't wait for summer. Got the boat hooked up here and I'm taking it back home to do some work on it. Get it ready for the season and do some changes. I want to change some stuff around on it.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I guess now's the best time to work on it because it's too cold to go out on the lake anyway.
It's been a good day. It's a little bit too windy though. So I'm hoping we're going to have some 70 degree days.
I think we're supposed to have some kind of Arctic blast coming later this week or next week. I didn't pay attention to when it was coming, but that's what I was hearing.
Say, we will not be on the lake during that time. Being a fair-weathered fool at C9B.
Don't blame you for that. I will not be on the lake either at those temperatures.
Going back to work Monday.
Been working on the tool truck here and there. I was down there most of the day today, putting everything back together and straightening up, cleaning, and just moving things around. But as far as going back on the route, yeah, Monday is when I'm scheduled to go back.
Yesterday, spending no work today, so hopefully it'll be picking up here shortly. We'll see. Kind of hoping to get some more funds stashed away.
After that, well, I hope you decide to come out to Winter Field Day with us.
With the boss, she's on board with it. I think I'm going to go by one day when I get a chance and scope out the site, since we've got a good site. I don't know if y'all picked out a site yet.
Talking with Jay in his tent.
So is that near a site or on a site?
Hey, it's in the PDF that he sent out, if I'm not mistaken, what campsites they're on.
You get a PDF. So, but I'm sure they can research it. I'm sure you probably know they're at the office.
After that, well, let me know if you need any questions about it. I'll see if I can't find out and look it up.
Go by, take a look at it, select the site, and maybe reserve it.
Text Jay or message him. He'll give you the information also. Shouldn't be a problem.
You think of it. You got his email address. Just, I could probably, I sent a direct message off of Telegram.
Hey, him or Charles, either one got the information, so you know how to get a hold of Charles. You should have it too.
Yep, that way, if it does go the wrong way, well, at least have a hardcover.
Yep, we'll figure something out. But I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Depending on what the weather does.
Hopefully, it'll cooperate and won't be too bad.
Not doing you in the house.
At the house, I'm sitting here scrolling through 3D print models.
How's your printer coming?
Yeah, I've printed quite a bit of stuff already.
Oh, what you mean? Let me hear.
I printed some Christmas presents for a few people, kids mainly. A couple little toys. Printed some magazine storage for not the readable kind of magazine storage, let's put it that way.
Are these programs that you've downloaded that'll print it for you, or are you actually designing the program to print the item?
Everything I've done so far has been downloaded, and then I can make changes to some of them, like you can resize some of the things and that kind of stuff, but most of it I have just, so I'm learning how it all works, just printed it the way it is.
I bought a 3D printed radio stand for that FT5DR, and it does a great little job. It's a nice little stand. It'd be nice to be able to print some of those up. You can probably print them up and sell them.
HGX with NC9V. Yeah, I've seen that one. I hadn't printed that yet. They've got one for the 878, the Bofang, and a couple other radios, the FT60. So there's quite a bit of those options on there. But I hadn't got to where I'm printing that stuff yet.
The material that you use to print, how does it come that sticks, or how's that supplied to you?
In rolls. The ones I've bought have all been 1 kilo roll of weight, like 2.2 pounds of filament. And you can print quite a bit of stuff out of that, believe it or not. It goes a long ways. But I've got different kinds. There's different grades of filament. There's PLA basic, PETG, PETG-HG, and then carbon fiber field, and depends on how strong it needs to be and how much temperature resistance, different things.
I want to come over and watch you do some stuff. Watch you make something. A couple of things. A lot of things. Let's see how that works. I've got interest in that.
You can print a little vise to hold things on your desk. I'm looking at it now. Like PCB boards, like if you need to do any solder or anything like that, it's got ways, different ways you can clamp it. It's pretty neat. If I think about it, I'll try to shoot you a couple text messages of some of the things that I've seen and that are pretty neat.
Wendy and I bought e-bikes. Things you can mount on your e-bike, phone holders, air pump holders, all kinds of little knickknacks, drink holders, whatever you want to put on your e-bike, on the handlebars or wherever you want to mount it. All you got to do is design it, print it. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, one day.
That I've seen some of those already, and somebody printed where you can mount your radio up on the handlebars and your cell phone or whatever, and then antenna mounts, that kind of thing. So it's pretty neat. There's lots of stuff you can print. I mean, pretty much if you think of it, somebody's already done it.
2.2 pounds or 2 pounds of that material, it'll be a lot of stuff. So cost-wise, it'll probably be very, very efficient and inexpensive. You can make whatever you want. You just have my little CAD design program. You can make your own stuff.
That I have tinkered around a little bit with Tinkercad. It's a basic CAD drawing because I took 4 years of drafting in high school, but I haven't used any of it since then, so it's a little rusty.
I took it in high school, geared towards the architectural drafting, so probably should save that field. I pay a lot more money, wrote and retired a whole lot sooner. But I'm fixing to go in a black hole up here, Patrick, so let me let you go. Hope you and Miss Lisa have a very happy new year. Enjoy that 3D printer, and I'll let you know what comes up at the campsite. Further than a bike there. 73 NC9B. Be clear after yours, Patrick.
Leon, be safe out there and have a happy new year. KO4H kicks.
Clear.